Amen. It won't be long, Sister Hollinger. You'll be going around there. Amen. Keeping Brother Hollinger straight. Amen. I asked him. I said, Brother, I said, if you got a bail, the doctor told her to go home, not do nothing. Make him take care of her. He said, yeah, I got one Aunt Ruby had. Amen. 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 But we know one thing, church. He's able to minister to his people. He is. Amen. Amen. The Lord laid this on my heart. I've been praying about it. And I've had the message for some time, and I just kept praying. And the Lord gave me a message yesterday. I wrote it down and all, but I just felt like I needed to preach on this morning. So we're just going to follow him. But beginning at verse number 1 of chapter 2, it says, For I would that you knew not, listen, that you knew what great afflictions I have for you, and for them at Laodicea, and for as many as have not seen my face in the flesh, that their hearts might be comforted, being knitted together in love and unto all riches, and of the full assurance of understanding, to the acknowledgement of the mysteries of God, and of the Father, and of Christ, in whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. And this I say, lest any man should beguile you with enticing words. For though I be absent in the flesh, yet am I with you in spirit, joying and beholding your order, and the steadfastness of your faith in Christ. As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Beware lest any man should spoil you through the philosophies of vain deceit, after the traditions of men, and after the rudiment of the world, and not after Christ. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and ye are complete in him, which is the head of all principalities and powers. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you today, Jesus, for your wonderful spirit that we felt here today. And Lord, I pray that we'll be sensitive to that direction today, Jesus. I ask that you would lead us and guide us. Lord, I praise you for your holy word that you've given us. I pray that you would anoint me to speak this word. Lord, that you would anoint their ears to receive it. And Lord, we bind any hindering spirit and we plead your blood. Let me say nothing more, nothing less than what you have me to say today. And Lord, I know if anything's going to become of this service, it's not because of any flesh, but it's because of you. And I pray today, Jesus, that your will's going to be done. And pray, Lord, that no one will leave like they come, but let them leave church, Lord. Let them leave challenged, Lord. Let them leave, Lord, knowing that they felt your presence, Lord. I praise you today in Jesus' name. Thank you today, Jesus. Lord, I praise you, I praise you. Amen. I'd like to preach this morning on that full assurance. Amen. How many knows that we got to have full assurance if you're going to do anything for the Lord? Amen. If you try to, the Lord lays something on your heart there, and you try to go out on your own, I've got news for you. You're going to fail. But when you got that full assurance that you're walking in the will of God, that you're being led by the Spirit, amen. That failure is not a part of your vocabulary. That I cannot is not a part of your vocabulary. That I can't do it is not a part of your vocabulary. Why? Because when Brother Barr, you get full assurance from God, I got news for you, Brother Steve. There's not enough devils in hell that can stop the will of God. Amen. There's not enough devils in hell that can hinder the move of God's Spirit if God's people will be obedient. Amen. And church, I tell you this morning, I have got full assurance in God's house this morning. If we'll open our hearts up and receive it, we can walk out of this building knowing that we have felt the presence of God. Amen. But I also have got full assurance in my spirit. If we close our heart, if we close our ears, if we close our understanding, nothing's going to happen in this church. I tell you, church, it's left up to this body of believers today, because we have a full assurance from a higher power that's over principality, that's over powers of this world. He's over all that the Lord can move in this body today. We have that assurance this morning. Amen. Church, that word full assurance, it goes in every area of our life. Every day as I walk in faith, every day when I get up, amen, I've got to rely on that full assurance. If I believe I'm half saved, if I believe I'm almost saved, if I believe I'm saved sometimes, that is not full assurance. Amen. Because you're not saved. That devil's going to try to tell you. He's going to try to kill. He's going to try to steal. He's going to try to rob all he can take from you. What's he doing? He's trying to tell you that you do not have that full assurance. Amen. Church, I got news for you. We must have that full assurance, because that world out there is no friend of ours. That world out there will carry you where you don't want to go. It'll keep you longer than you want to stay, and it'll cost you more than you ever want to spend. But church, I got to tell you one thing. We must have full assurance. Amen. I like documentaries. And I was watching, me being a fisherman and all, they had documentaries on these doctors that was over in Bio Little Battery. Well, I spent a lot of time in Bio Little Battery. Amen. Been over there quite often. I still go back. Amen. And there's this black lady that was a doctor over there, and she been there for years. They had a documentary on her, and they was talking about how she was helping those people. Then it went over to another bio in Louisiana over there. I forget the name of it. I don't believe it was Lafourche, but it was somewhere over in that area. But anyhow, they talked about him. And this doctor said something that really struck me. He said, you know, you can do all kinds of things. He said, over here we got a saying. He said, we can kill it, we can catch it or kill it, and then we fry it. He said, if we can catch it and kill it, we can fry it. And he was trying to tell them that fried food wasn't no good for them. But he told his kids, he said, you've got to be committed to whatever you do. He said, when you look at that breakfast in the morning time, you see those eggs, you see those bacon laying there. He said, you know one thing, that chicken had a part of that breakfast that morning. He had a part in it. But when you look at that bacon, you look over and you see that pig was committed. Amen. That pig was committed. Amen. And church, I got news for you. We can have a part of this move of God if we want to. But I tell you what, when you look on the other side, are you committed? If you've got that full assurance, I'm telling you one thing, you are committed. Why? Because you laid down everything that would hinder you. You laid down everything that would try to pull you back. Why? Because you were committed. That pig was committed. It took his life. And I tell you, if you're going to walk in Jesus Christ, you're going to have to leave that world alone. You're going to have to be committed. Amen. Many people, they are a part of it, but they're not committed because they're not sold out. Amen. If you want that full assurance, you've got to be sold out. That full assurance, listen to this. Right above that there, it says you've got to be knitted together in love and into all riches of the full assurance of understanding to the acknowledgement of the mysteries of God. There is an acknowledgement of those mysteries of God. I got to open my heart up and say, Lord, I'm going to accept what you want me to do. Amen. I'm going to receive what you want me to have. I'm going to be a part of what you want me to be a part of. That word acknowledgement of the mysteries of God. When you get saved, I don't know what it has for you to do. Neither do you know what it has for me to do. But I know one thing. I've got to open that door and say, wait a minute, Lord. I'm ready to acknowledge whatever the mystery is that you have for me. I've got to do that with full assurance and confidence in you. When God called me to preach, and most of you know it, I've said it 100 times probably. Amen. I said, wait a minute, Lord. I'm just as ignorant as an axe handle. Don't have no education. I can't read. I mangle up words. I call them all kinds of things. Amen. Nick and them usually corrects me when I get home, but it don't do a bit of good if you've noticed. Amen. Amen. I just gut shot all them words. Amen. But I tell you one thing. I stood up behind that pulpit and I said, wait a minute. I got full assurance, brother buddy, that he called me to do the work of God. And I rose up and said, wait a minute. God, if you called me, I'm going to acknowledge there's a mystery, but I'm going to obey you. Amen. And I tell you, church, there's mysteries in our life, but we've got to acknowledge that he's greater than any mystery, and he's able to carry through any trial that we face. You've got to have that full assurance. You've got to have that full assurance, and you've got to have that confidence that he is your Lord today. Amen. Without that full assurance, I tell you, church, I'm going to waver. I'm going to stagger. I'm going to fall. I'm not going to be able to complete the task that he has for me if I don't have confidence in him, if I don't have that full assurance. But how do we get that full assurance? Amen. Verse number 4 says, and this I say, lest any man should beguile you. With enticing words. Amen. With enticing words. You might say, well, Brother Nick, how can somebody do that to me? Your full assurance is not going to be led through enticing words. Now, church, I want you to know something. As we look at the Hitlers today, we say, well, how in the world did a man that was so mean get to a position so high and have so much authority and so much power? If we look at the Mussolini, how do we know that? If we look at Hussein over here, how did he get there? It's Bin Laden, how did he get there? Because they used enticing words. Amen. They used enticing words. They used the word that man wanted to hear. They used the word that man wanted to hear and man wanted to support. And I tell you, church, if you're relying on the words of man, you're going to fall. You're going to fall. I'm telling you, you've got to get to that full assurance that only Jesus Christ is able to deliver you out of hell.
You've got to get to Him. Because those enticing words of man's wisdom, they'll tell that flesh what it wants to hear. They'll soothe that flesh. They'll make that flesh rise up and say, oh, I'm with you 100%. But I've got news for you. The only way that you can have that full assurance when you're standing out there in that field all by yourself is when the Lord is with you. Amen. Amen. There's been many times, Brother Sexton, that nobody on the boat was saved but me. Amen. That nobody was saved on the boat but just me. Amen. I shared the testimony. I had some nets in the wheels, and there was a big sea out there, and I was about to drift in on the shoals over at Sand Island. Amen. There was a handful of Vietnamese out there, but all the Americans had done went in. I'd done stayed too long. It done got rough on me. I got the bags in the wheel. Amen. I was between a rock and a hard spot, and the wind was blowing. Amen. But I had something, Brother Steve. There wasn't nobody else a praying on that boat. Amen. I was down in the engine room with a yellow slicker sewed on. It was storming rain, and rain was dripping on top of my head through that chain where the winch was at. I had that pipe wrap turning that 4-inch shaft with that big old 62-inch wheel back there, and I was speaking in tongues. I had full assurance. You know what happened? We walked up there and pulled those bags out of the water. We put her in gear, and we started for home. Oh, let me tell you, Brother Charles, you've got to have full assurance, and I tell you, the only way you can get it is through Jesus Christ. Now, man's enticing words in a moment like that might well say, well, brother, you go down and you turn that pipe wrench, you back that wheel up a little bit, see if you can't back up. Oh, that sounds encouragement when you're on the other boat. Amen. But when it's you that's happening to, when it's you that's in the fire, when it's you that's down in the valley, I'm telling you what, you're going to stand up and you say, wait a minute, they ain't going to be with me, but there's one that's sticking closer than a brother. His name is Jesus. Amen. We can't rely on the enticing words of man's wisdom. We got to have that full assurance. Oh, let me tell you, when you give up that ghost, when you take that last breath, you've got to have that full assurance. You've got to have that full assurance. Amen. Because, see, there's no forgiveness once you leave this world. What happens where that tree falls, there it's going to lay. However that tree is, when it leaves this world, how it's going to spend eternity. If it's a saved one, it's going to spend eternity saved. If it's a condemned one, it's going to spend eternity condemned. Amen. We've got to have our full assurance today. How do we get that full assurance? He says this in verse 6. As you have therefore received Christ Jesus, Lord, so walk you in Him. As you therefore have received Jesus Christ, your Lord, so walk ye in Him. Amen. When I got saved, I lost a third of my vocabulary. I lost a lot of desires. I lost a lot of friends. I lost a lot of things that I used to do. As I got saved in the Lord Jesus Christ, walk ye so in Him. Amen. I wasn't walking in Him, Brother Steve. I knew about God's Word. I knew about the power of God. I've seen people get saved. I've seen people get delivered. But yet, I had got saved, and I had to walk in Him. I had to walk in Him. And I knew it was a brand new thing. I didn't know everything. I didn't understand everything. But I got up, Brother Charles, that next day, and I said, Lord Jesus, I'm a saved person. I've been saved. I didn't go back to that same pen I come out of. I didn't go back to that same place. Why? I took a different path. I went a different way, even though I had to go out and do the same job. Amen. Church, how you're saved, you got to walk in that. You got to walk in that. Now see, we have so many people today that's trying to use this. I'm going to drop down and go back up in it. Amen. I want to drop down here. Amen. Right at the very number 8 there. Listen here. It says, beware lest any man should spoil you through the philosophy and vain deceit after the traditions of men, after the rudiment of the world, and not after Christ. You get saved, man, I tell you how you need to live. Man, I tell you how you need to stand. Man, I tell you how you need to talk. Man, I tell you how you need to eat. He'll tell you what you need to drink. But I'm telling you what, church, we cannot fall in that trap of the traditions of men. Amen. I'll never forget my mama said a testimony when she got saved. When she was a little girl, she got up from my altar, and some of the elderly ladies, and I'm not knocking them at all, they said, honey, you need to get your dress down about right here. Right to start with, they was trying to tell them the conviction that God had laid on their heart. I've got news for you, church. It does not work that way. If you don't walk in Jesus, if you don't talk in Jesus, I'm telling you what, it ain't going to do nobody no good to tell you what to wear. It ain't going to do nobody no good to tell you what to dress. I've got news for you. If you'll get Jesus in your heart and let Him be the light to your path, He'll lead you where He wants you to go. Amen. Amen. That's the traditions of men. Man is caught up in those traditions today. Amen. That's why we have so many denominations. Amen. Because of traditions of man. Oh, I tell you, every time you go to a different denomination, every time you go to a different church, they'll tell you one thing, that Christ is the head of the church, but yet they're going to try to conform you to their bylaws, to their way of belief. I'm telling you, if Christ is the head of the church, let Him be the head and let Him conform and change people. Amen. Amen. And you know what, Brother Steve? That's what got inside of me. Oh, it didn't happen overnight. No siree. I slipped up a few times. Yes, it did. But you know what? I never learned to ride that bicycle. If I quit the first time I fell, I fall off that thing. The first time I wrecked, if I didn't get back up on that bicycle and go again, I'm going to fall again. You know how I learned to ride that bicycle? Is I was consistent to get right back up and get on that thing and go to pedaling again. Amen. Oh, you may have learned to ride and get going good on that hard clay, but you know what? You're going to turn off of that clay sooner or later and hit the sand, and it gets a whole lot harder. But you know what? That's when you rise up off of that seat and you begin to use the strength that God gave you in your legs, and you start pedaling. I'm telling you, church, we have Christians today that's no good as long as they're on the hard clay of this road. But I tell you, when we hit the sand, when we hit the valley, rise up off of that seat and say, I've got full assurance in my Savior, and I know I'm going to make it through. Oh, let me tell you, church, who is your assurance in today? All states that we're in good hands with all states. I got news for you. When they put you in that coffin, plant you in that ground, where's all state? Amen. They can't do so much. They can help your family. That's all they can do. But they can't do nothing that one's done gone on. The full assurance I'm talking about, he's with you right there. He's with you right there. But church, you can't get that. You can't get that if you get caught up in man. But listen to this here. He said, as you therefore receive Christ Jesus, the Lord, walk you so in Him. Listen, you've got to be rooted and built up in Him and established in the faith, and ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Amen. If I was to reverse that and say, first of all, if you've accepted Jesus as your personal Savior, you've got to have a heart that's filled with thanksgiving. You've got to be thankful for what He did. You've got to be thankful that He went to that cross. You've got to be thankful that He died for your sin. You've got to be thankful that He called you, that He put that drawing upon your life, that He began to deal with your heart, that He had a drawing in your heart. He gives you a will, but He also gives back on the inside that spiritual man a desire to come back. Amen. God made us out of breath out of the earth, but He breathed in us the breath of life, and He made us a living creature. But church, I tell you, if you don't have that thanksgiving in your heart, you need to repent and do your first work over. Amen. Why? Because, church, if I'm going to have full assurance, I've got to walk in Him. I've got to be rooted. Amen. I've got to be rooted. That means I've got to be attached. I have got to be attached. Amen. How can I have full assurance that I'm not non-attached? Very carefully. Get on that boat and go out there in the middle of that gulf. Amen. You know what your assurance will be in? What's under your feet. You ain't going to walk off that boat and step on that water. Amen. And lose that what you've got your confidence in. You're not going to swim away from what's keeping you afloat. You're not going to swim away from what's providing for you. You're not going to swim away from what's leading you. Your full assurance is in that boat that you're riding on. Therefore, you're going to stay in the limits of that boat. You ain't going to go past the bow. You ain't going to go past the stern. You ain't going to go past the port or the starboard side. You ain't going to crawl over those bulwarks. Why? Because that's where your assurance is in, that you're going to make it back home. But I tell you today, we have too many people that are crawling outside the borders, the rim of God that is laid for their heart, and they're not rooted in. They're not attached. They're not attached. Church, if you're not attached, any little puff of wind, it's going to ruffle your feathers up and it's going to blow you down. If you're not attached, if you're not rooted, if you're not rooted, if you're not attached, because see, one thing we have in common, that wind is going to blow on all of us. The Bible says it rains on the just and the unjust alike. It's going to rain on all of us. It's going to blow on all of us. We all are going to face opposition. We all are going to get sick. We all are going to get our feelings hurt. We all are going to get mad. But if we're rooted in Christ Jesus, I've got news for you. We're going to stand when all of us go. When the smoke clears, you're still going to be a fastened to Jesus Christ. Because you're rooted. That's the first thing you got attached to when you got saved. That's that full assurance that you have. And then you begin to build. You build on not sand. You build on not hay and stubble. But you build upon that rock that you're rooted in. You build upon that what is rooted. Amen. Church, if we didn't fasten these walls to this slab right here, what's going to happen when the wind comes? It's going to blow the building over. Amen. If we don't fasten that roof down to what's fastened to the walls, to what's fastened to the foundation, it all works together. You don't build from the top and go down. You build from the bottom and you go up. And church, the first way we start building to get that full assurance is we get rooted. We get rooted. We get rooted. We get rooted. I tell you, you can't get saved today and put them out there teaching Sunday school tomorrow. There's got to be some rooting doing. There's got to be some building doing. There's got to be some growing. And then they got that full assurance. Amen, church. Without that full assurance, you know what's going to happen? Doubt. Doubt. Unstableness. You know the Bible says a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. If I don't have the full assurance, I'm going to have a heart full of doubt. And that's going to make me not very stable. That's going to make me wishy-washy. But brother, if I start out being rooted in Christ, as I was saved, walk ye therein. If I start walking in Him, as I start following Him, as I start growing in Him, as I start maturing in Him, I'm building the whole time. But He's got to be the center. He's got to be the piece I'm built upon. And when you know the devil's going to come and tempt us, when he's going to come and try to draw us astray, we can stand firm and say, wait a minute, thus saith the Lord. Amen. Oh, church, we got to depend upon His Word. We got to depend upon Him by having that full assurance in Him. Amen. You know, I know man has a lot of wisdom and a lot of knowledge. And I know, you know, you got your psychiatrist. You know, you got your friendly buddy that you can talk to. And I believe we all need somebody to talk to. I'm not telling you to go to a psychiatrist. And I know we need somebody. Seems like we need to cry on our shoulders every now and then. We all do. But church, if we depend upon leaning upon man instead of God, we're going to have confidence in man above that of God. And when we have confidence in man above that of God, we don't have full assurance in man. I mean, in God, we have it in man then. And you know what? Man's going to fall. And I guess I shared last week that I got to see, you know, what really happens, you know, at the end of the road, you might say, after death, to this old flesh. As I carried my buddy, my friend out there that I've known all my life, good friend, very good-hearted, Just a wonderful person to be around. I know he had some problems, but he was the type that sat down at the table. You eat first. I'll eat later. You go ahead and eat. Just would not have it no other way. When all was said and done, we carried him out in the bay. I held my brother in my hand. 6'5" man. I held him in my hand. That was all that was left. A little bag of ashes. Weigh about 5 pounds. Held him in my hand. And I just couldn't get over that. Here was a 6'5" man that I'm holding in my hand. I poured those ashes out in that bay. Those ashes drifted along behind that boat there. And I thought about you. My, what really matters? What really matters? It ain't how pretty you are. It ain't how ugly you are. It ain't how big, how little. It ain't what kind of clothes you wear. It ain't what kind of car you drive or how big your house is. What matters? Who you got full assurance in. That's what matters, church. Who is your full assurance? Because, see, he that the Son set free is free indeed. Jesus died for your sins. He made a way. He made a way for us. But we've got to be rooted in Him. We've got to be built upon Him. Because, church, He said, we come out of the dust, we're going to return to the dust. Out of the earth we come. This old body's going to return to the earth. I think we're about 80% fluid, I believe it is. But I got news for you. If your full assurance is in Jesus Christ, when you accept Him as your personal Savior, that does not matter. Because Apostle Paul says, me to be absent from this body is to be present with the Lord. And I tell you, church, there, it don't matter what you gain on this earth, as long as you gain Jesus Christ, that's what matters. And your full assurance must be in Him today. It cannot be in the enticing words of man's wisdom. It can't be this. You got to be built up in Him. You got to be established therein with thanksgiving. Listen here. Amen. Verse number 10 says this right here. It says, ye are complete in Him. Ye are complete in Him. You know, as I think about that, and I know we live in a world of bills. There's not one in this building that I'm sure that does not have bills. Well, I can't go ahead and say everybody has bills. If you got lights on at your house, you're going to have to pay a light bill. If you got water, you know, I mean, I don't have city water. I still drink it out of the good water wells. Amen. Amen. You're going to have bills. So that tells me this, that we're all going to have to pay something. But the only way that you're going to be complete is what? Is in Him. You're not going to be complete. I don't care how healthy you are. I don't care how pretty you are. I don't care what you owe and what you own. You are not going to be complete until you complete in Him. And the only way you're going to get complete is you ask Him into your heart. I'll never forget the night I got saved. I went home and hugged on a pillow all night long. Why? Because the first time in my life I felt complete. How can I do that? Because my assurance, my full assurance, was in Him and not myself. Amen. I shared the testimony when I graduated. I told everybody I was going to be a millionaire before I was 30. So everybody bought me billfolds for graduation presents. You know, if you're going to be a millionaire, you need a bunch of billfolds. Amen. I forget the one daddy them used to talk, old Rayford Jones. Amen. Used to carry a billfold in every pocket. Amen. All four pockets had billfolds in them. Amen. And money, that's why I needed billfolds. Amen. But the being complete was not in that. My life changed when I got saved. And some people might say, well, what happened to you? Why did it change? I found that there was something more important than money and wealth. It was being complete and having assurance in Jesus Christ, knowing that my name was found written in the Lamb's Book of Life. That's being complete. And anything outside of Jesus will not complete you. You look at the movie stars. They have popularity. They have fame. But are they complete? No. The only way you find being complete is when you accept Jesus as your personal Savior and as you learn to walk in Him. That's the only way you're going to find being complete is walking in Him. Amen. Let me jump over to something and read something. I'll hush up. Colossians 2, verse 20. It says, wherefore, if ye be dead with Christ from the rudiment of the world, why, as though living in the world, are you subject to the ordinance? Verse 21, listen to this very carefully. It says, touch not, taste not, handle not, which all are the perishable with the using after the commandments and the doctrines of men. Touch not, taste not, handle not. Touch not, taste not, handle not. Amen. Church, what are you saying? If you get saved, you've given your heart to the Lord, but if you go back out in that world and you touch the wrong things, if you taste the wrong thing, if you handle the wrong thing, they're going to consume you and control you. Amen. Amen. Last year when I was on a diet, amen, I love cakes, I love candy bars, I love all of it. Didn't have a bit of problem whatsoever leaving them alone, as long as there wasn't one in the house. Yes, sir, you see where I'm going now. As long as there was not one in the house. But just as soon as one was brought in that house, amen, Sister Francis, it was fine, amen, as long as I didn't go over and touch it. As long as I didn't go over to Brother Stephen Hamlin. As long as I didn't go taste it. But once I ever touched it, I got news for you, I was going to handle it. And once I ever handled it, I was going to taste it. And once I ever tasted it, I could not quit. It would consume me. Amen. It would consume me. And I tell you, church, that's what that world will do. Jesus will save you. He'll make you complete. He'll give you full assurance in Him. But you better not go back out there and touch and taste and handle that world, because it will consume you. It'll consume you. You know, out of sight, out of mind, that world will consume you if you're not very careful. And you know, we all have our weaknesses. We all have it. Amen. Mine happened to be them cakes. Amen. Amen. You know, it wasn't no problem laying them down as long as you didn't bring it around me. Amen. What's your weakness? Now let's turn to the spiritual side. What is your weakness spiritually? We all have it. We all have it. When I know my weakness, that's what I'm going to avoid. I'm not going to taste it. I'm not going to handle it. I'm not going to touch it. I'm going to stay away from it. And I got news for you. Just like when you're on that diet, whatever you love the most, you better stay the farthest away from. And when you get saved, whatever you love the most in that world, you better stay farthest away from that. Amen. What happened when I got saved? There's places I didn't go back no more. Amen. There's people I had to avoid. There's things I didn't participate in no more. Why? Because I didn't want to handle it. I didn't want to taste it. I didn't want to touch it no longer. Because I had found completion, and I found it in Jesus Christ. My assurance was in Him, not in my friends and not in this world. My full assurance was in Him. Who is your assurance in today? What is your confidence in? Who do you trust in today? Do you trust in yourself? Or do you trust in Jesus with every head bowed?